Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
John Buccigross is an FOS, a friend of Stink. But more importantly, dude has been on the Colorado.
I don't know that there's anything more important than that.
Well, no. This week it's far more important that he has been all over the Colorado hockey beat.
Yeah, yes.
Called two Avalanche games against Dallas and Minnesota. And then yesterday called DU's pulsating overtime win over BU to send them to the Frozen Four Championship. And John Buccigross joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Bucci, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
It's good to hear your voice. Is there a better name in hockey than Bros?
What's up, Bros? That was good. He brought his Bros to the title game. Back another overtime goal from him. So sometimes you have that magical touch, and right now he has it.
Being around this DU team for a short amount of time, what kind of vibe do you get from them? Do you get a sense of a team that's carrying themselves like a favorite, or one that has really embraced the underdog role at the Frozen Four?
I think probably the latter, yeah, for sure. A lot of attention sent the way of the other three teams with the really high end talent. You know, BU is going to have the first overall pick, Macklin Celebrini, and Michigan has some of their, high-end picks. And, of course, the football team just won the national championship, so the Wolverines were trying to do the same for the hockey team and their long drought. They both won the same year back in 98, and they were hoping that, the football team, it took them a while before they won their next one, and, maybe this will be our year, and that didn't happen. And, of course, Boston College is the number one overall seed. They had an amazing freshman line and multiple, first-round draft picks. So, yeah, they probably did feel like the overlooked team.
Hey, Booch, you've done a bunch of Avs games, and you're as dialed into the NHL as anybody. As we kind of approach this playoff, I think there's some concerns about goaltending. There's some concerns about defensive breakdowns. When you call an Avs game and you're around those players, what's your overall sense about what this team can do come playoff time? And are those concerns legitimate?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, for sure. They're really, really good at home and not on the road. That you don't like to have those big disparities. Good teams tend to win everywhere, wherever they are. And for whatever reason, they have this, at home, they're so much better than they are on the road. And, they might, if you don't have home ice in the playoffs, then that's a problem. And so that is a concern. Now, some teams can flip the switch once the playoffs come around. They won it all 2 years ago. And so perhaps, you can just dial it back up, and that's possible, but it still has to be a concern when over 80 games you have this disparity home and away. You are giving up a lot of grade A chances. The goalie's kind of hot and cold, So in this, of course, in the midst of McKinnon having a career year. Ranton, had career year in certain areas. So, and Makar is back to 20 goals. Again, he is a career high in points, even more than his Norris Trophy winning year. So you have that big three doing what they do. But, I think one thing you have to give them a break, but, let's face it, they have to fix it quickly, is they made a lot of moves, a lot of roster moves. Logan O'Connor gets hurt, so then he's out. So they make all these deals at the deadline. There's a lot of different stuff going on in the bottom six, and they have to bring in a new defenseman. So, maybe they do need some more time, but they better hurry up, obviously, because the playoffs start in a couple weeks.
I'm visiting with John Buccigross from ESPN, called a couple Avs games, called the DU game yesterday. Watching Nathan McKinnon do what he did the other night, it was incredible, even for all of us who have watched McKinnon for so long. Can you recall the last time that you saw somebody skate around NHL players, the best in the world, as effortlessly as he did?
No, I mean, it's only him and McDavid that can do that. But yeah, he's just a freak show. Like, he's one of those big new Tesla giant SUV square truck things, that just gets flying downhill. And how the hell do you handle that guy? And it's like Barry Sanders when he made NFL players look silly. Like, just some guys just have that level and just look different. And that's what he is right now. And you really did notice that. And then when we talked to him after the game, the first thing he said was, "I woke up feeling good today." It's like, yeah, he just felt different. There is definitely an extra gear in a long professional season in any sport. I remember back in high school sports, there were days my body just felt weird, and you couldn't make a free throw, you couldn't throw the ball to first base from shortstop. It's just you're off kilter, and in other games you just feel a little bit better. So at that level, I'm sure it's the same thing. Occasionally, they just don't quite feel their best, but some days you wake up and you just feel different and energized, and he obviously did that, and he took his foot off the gas. I think he could have scored 7 goals if he really wanted to that night, but he felt bad that he made Minnesota look so terrible.
He was incredible, and I think one of the things that probably goes unnoticed, and you guys did a great job on the broadcast, but the assist he had to Lehkonen, like that was one where I think most guys will take a shot, and he's like, I don't got a great shot, but let me set my partner up on a backhand just assist that was like it was as good as those goals that he scored in the hat trick. And I guess here we're waiting for McKinnon to kind of get nationally recognized. I don't know if you have a vote or not, but is he the is he the MVP? Is he the Hart Trophy winner?
Yeah, I've had a vote the last 2 years for all the big awards. I haven't heard if I'm doing one this year. I haven't heard yet, so my guess is maybe I don't. I think they kind of rotate some broadcasters around a little bit, give people different people a chance. But if I did have a vote was just whoever wins the scoring title between him, Kucherov, and McDavid, because they were so even. But then when you do have the 50 goals, if he gets more goals, maybe he deserves it. It's just so difficult because it is so even. I just don't think there's. I think they should give an award for each conference. I mean, baseball still gives 2 MVP awards and 2 Cy Young awards. No, that's because the league never played each other before, and now they do have interleague play, but they still give the 2 awards. I think that's smart because there's so many teams now. Up to 32 teams, and the schedules are a bit different. So why not just give 1 in the East and 1 in the West? Those guys are going to retire, and their resume won't quite reflect the player they are because they're never going to win a major award because every year there's so many players they go up against. I mean, hockey used to have 6 teams. Now there's 32. And so it makes it really difficult. So I think having 2 conferences, MVP awards and everything else would just kind of alleviate that. Then you could vote for Kucherov in the East and McKinnon in the West.
Well, John, you'll love this because Mark always talks about with the football games he does for Fox that if 50% of the audience loves you and 50% of them hate you, then you're doing a great job. We got this text. Hey, tell Buchagross that he was as much of a homer play-by-play and color guy that you can get for BU without actually just being on Nesson.
All I had to say, Bucci, is good job then by you. That's a good job. I get those texts all the time or those tweets all the time.
I was thinking about doing the play-by-play with the Boston accent. There's bros in the corner, bros in the pack in the corner, throws it up top. Oh, that's a goal for the Pioneer.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Bucci, man, all the best to you. It's always great to catch you. How's your golf game real quick?
It's eroding quickly. The back is stiff. I don't play as much. My beautiful blue eyes don't see as well as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a train wreck. I always have the second best blue eyes at ESPN when Schlereth was there. So when he left, it was the best day of my life.
Oh, I appreciate you, man.
Well, it could be worse. You could be Jordan Spieth, who just put a 9 up at Augusta.
I saw that. Yeah. So he's done. So, yeah, but... Yeah, enjoy the Masters and enjoy the Natty. 4:00 Eastern time, don't forget. I mean, Mountain time. 4:00 tomorrow night, dinner with Bucci. And I'll try not to do the game with a Boston accent. Boston
College. Yeah, because Boston College. So, yeah.
Let's go, Denver. Let's go, Denver.
You're the best, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, man. Take care.
Peace out. Booyah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.